Yo, 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 what's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Dropping Loot, a.k.a. Sir Brucius, a.k.a. Steve.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Bubba, a.k.a. Supersize Me, a.k.a. Juggernaut. Why nice. Not? I've had, like, too much fast food today, Steve.
Yeah, have you been supersized? Man, I love fast food, man. I actually, I had a craving for a little Wendy's earlier, but held myself
What'd you
back.
Get? Because I love the chicken, the spicy chicken sandwich.
I didn't get it. Yeah, the spicy chicken, stupid, man. It's ridiculous. It's that good. Their burgers are really good now, though, also. They've kind of reinvented their burger.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you had, like, a double or the Baconator or whatever, but, man, pretty fucking good.
Oh, the Baconator's good, but they have this newer one with, like, this really soft bread. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And then the way the french fries are, like, seasoned up with that pepper and salt.
Oh.
That salt.
You know what? I always get french fries and a side of chili, man. Because I'll tell you this. They got the best damn chili fast food place can have, man. You get that Wendy's chili, you know what's up. You know what time it is.
You know, actually, I don't do that. Oh. I do not do the chili because I'm in the car and I eat. I'm a car eater.
No. Well, you can eat the chili in the car. I mean, not while driving.
Am I supposed to drink it?
No, not while driving, but, I mean, they throw a spoon in a bag, and you got a little, you got a cap and stuff, lid.
Some of us aren't, born to the third arm. That third appendage has been placed somewhere else in my body, so
well,
I can't exactly.
Well, you have to park and then eat. Like, you can't be driving and eating at the same time. That's, number one, that's just a safety hazard right then and there, you know? But,
Well, I'm going to tell you real quick. I had Popeyes and Popeyes today, dark meat, spicy.
Nice.
And I dipped the skin into the mashed potatoes.
Oh.
That is food porn at its best. That's goddamn Eric Cartman.
That's
Eric Cartman swimming in a hot tub full of gravy. That's how good that is.
Let's not talk about this because I haven't eaten for a minute. And the way it's headed right now, once this podcast is done, I'm gonna go hit up like Checkers or something, or Wendy's, man, or Wendy's. But so we're here with Noobcast 27. Noobcast 27, and glad you all are here. Good to have you here. We're going to be talking about PAX because PAX Prime just went down. A bunch of us from New Gamer Nation went over, checked it out, had a fucking blast, a good time. Always good to see those people, those folk. This site really does have a great group of people, working on it and working for it.
That's true.
We went down and we had a lot of fun, man. We did what we do best. We covered this event. We had a lot of laughs, made a lot of jokes, and got to see a lot of cool shit.
As campy as that sounds, Steve, that sounds like an awesome time. Who went?
It was me, Joe, John, and Matt, a.k.a. Cop Top. So, yeah, pretty much, we were all there. Same group that covered PAX East and... we'll definitely be doing a lot more. We're going to be going to Comic-Con in the future. We're going to get some coverage of that. Probably have, again, a lot of fun.
What, the San Diego one?
No, we're going to the New York one.
Oh,
maybe next year
we'll
check out the San Diego.
That's fun. Yeah, New York Comic-Con. I wish I was able to go with you guys. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. You would love it. But, this
Hey, my Skype picture is New York Comic-Con Wolverine.
And it is a phenomenal, phenomenal fucking picture. We're also doing a stream for Extra Life, so we're gonna be doing some things, pushing the site, having good times. Really, it's just fun, it's about getting together, having some laughs, viewing the whole situation. But this PAX was really cool because we got to see a lot of really the next gen stuff. I mean, we did a lot of playtesting on the PS4. We played the Xbox One. We got to see, phenomenal graphics on like the new Sleeping Dogs, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag on a PS3 just fucking looked amazing. That game was so good. Really we just got to check out a bunch, and I guess, this podcast, I'll go over a little bit about what we saw, what we really like, and,
Steve,
we're excited to see in the future. Yeah. What's up, man?
Before you go into that's Watch Dogs, you meant, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You said Sleeping Dogs.
Oh, my bad. Watch Dogs.
Sleeping Dogs,
dog
I think it was
games,
a good game,
man.
Though. It was a quality game.
Who let the dogs out, man? Why does every game have to have dog in it now?
Maybe they'll have Dog the Bounty Hunter, the game.
Yeah, maybe.
Speaking of Dog the Bounty Hunter, and speaking of everything else, This actually doesn't make sense, but any good booth babes over there?
I mean, there was obviously a lot of attractive cosplayers. You can check it out if you are, you know, listening to this. You've probably seen on the site already. We got a cosplay gallery. John was taking all these pictures. I mean, the guy was just a straight up photographer genius right there, like getting pretty much any picture, you know, from any sweet cosplayers. Some of the best ones, there was a BioShock girl and Big Daddy.
Oh, cool.
You know, which was just like done really, really well. But, you know, I mean, there was a bunch. I mean, obviously here, mostly you see League of Legends. Like, League of Legends just fucking dominated this PAX. And they do pretty much every PAX. They had
Did you start farming shit? Is that what the first thing you had to do? Is like, fuck, League of Legends, I'm going to start.
No, I didn't even go. I didn't even swing. We didn't have time to swing by the League of Legends booth. I mean, you know, one thing, when we go to this, you know, we're trying to give, you know, the best coverage we can. So we're literally running around nonstop, like every 30 minutes. We were there for 3 full days. And throughout that time, we were just literally running from, you know, one appointment to the next, to the next, to the next. So we didn't really have too much time to go around and see everything we wanted to see. But, you know, we got to see quite a bit and got a lot of hands-on experience with a lot of cool shit. So, yeah, a lot of the cosplay is League of Legends now.
Huh. That's awesome. So, all right, I interrupted you because I had to hear about the ladies. What can I say?
No, it's cool. Hey, man, there's always a lot of cute girls. It's funny. I joke about it, but you know, when we grew up, man, there wasn't many gamer girls. And, like, I think this younger generation, you just see more of them. And, you know, you don't see too many, like, 30-whatever-year-old girls here. But you definitely see a lot of, you know, younger girls with whatever, their significant other, whatever, having a good time and geeking out, you know. And it brings a tear to my eye to see that. Part of me wishes there was more of that when we grew up, but you know, was not meant.
Hey, we had our own experiences too, Steve.
We did. We had great experiences, man.
Yeah, you know, one thing I will admit that they have missed out on that we had a lot growing up was the living room experience. So, I mean, they have the online stuff, but I don't know. I wouldn't trade in those, you know, living room, like, fucking galores where you just had your GoldenEye, your MVC2, like, just yelling at people. That was also awesome as well. And also the arcade. I wouldn't trade that. Well, for women. Let me get back to you on that one. But what was the Xbox One like, man?
Oh, the Xbox One, I mean, it looked good. Obviously, all the graphics on it were real good. We played Rise on it, and most of what we played was on the PS3. So I can't speak too much on the Xbox One, but from everything I saw, it looked good. We saw Rise. We saw Killer Instinct. Both games were fucking phenomenal. I had a little interview up on Killer Instinct. I mean, that game just looks great, dude. I really hope it does well. I think, you know, it looks like a really fun game. The graphics are phenomenal. It's basically just a rebuild.
Did it feel like, it's been a while since I've popped
it. Dude, it's just like a fast, smooth Killer Instinct experience, man. It was fucking great. You know, they had the joystick set up for it. I mean, it was pretty awesome. I mean, a few people remember the combos a little better than I did. So, you know, that'll sour it up when you go in and get your ass kicked a bit in a game that you know used to have on lockdown. But they didn't have TJ combo on lock. So, you know, without TJ combo, how am I going to go in and just kick anyone's ass, man? I mean, TJ combo was my boy. That was my boy. You know,
I was like with Glacius and Jago.
Glacius was awesome. Jago's awesome. They're both in right now.
I'd say if it goes by what I saw at Evo, you had a Saber Wolf, Jago, yes. Glacius, and I think that was it, right?
Yeah, and that's all they have right now. But yeah, you know, they're definitely going to release more characters. You know, I think we're going to see the whole lineup. I think they're going to have the whole KI1 lineup, and it just, you know, the graphics are amazing. The gameplay is real smooth.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, man. So that is one good thing to, you know, kind of lean you towards the Xbox.
Rise, you know, I love how, like, that's a launch title. That's a highly promoted launch title.
Mm-hmm.
And that it gets me happy because, of course, fighting games kind of coming back and being like up in the lead again. So that makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
What else you see?
Well, they were showing Rise and
yeah. So was that pretty much like God of War meets?
Yeah, it was not nearly as good as I was hoping for.
Okay.
You know, not a bad game, just not, you know, anything fancy, anything special. It seemed like you could get real tired of all the executions. You know, you're just throwing them off left and right. Nothing too cool.
Yeah, I got that feeling when I was watching it during E3.
Right.
But everyone else, don't get me wrong, it looks really pretty. It looks really fucking pretty.
And I think that's kind of what I got that... you know, when that new system comes out, you kind of get those, like the graphic glaze over your eyes, and you're like looking past stupid stuff because you're like, holy smokes, this game looks really good. And I think that's kind of what got me. But, you know, when you get in there and play it, it's just, it's one I would skip personally. I mean, not a bad game by any stretch of the imagination. Just,
probably not.
Just, you know, not one I would plunk down, you know, $60 on.
So that's what I felt like when I was watching it, because some games, like you talk about Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs looks like a really fun game.
Holy shit, dude. So they were showing off that, and like the real cool thing they were showing off in this particular demo at PAX was the interconnectivity that you can have with Android. So basically, someone was playing, and they had, you know, someone else on the side, and they set up this challenge via Android. What they did was, you know, they had the Watchdog game on their phone, and basically all it was a map that showed where, you know, the person playing was, their friend playing, and they sent them a challenge on the map, and then they sent, like, all these, like, they basically, the challenge was a race. You have to get from here to here, and you have to make it alive, right, in X amount of time. Well, for the Android user was able to, like, put all these police units on the map and, like, you know, in the trailer when they, like, throw up the electric, like, the roadblocks or whatever.
Yes.
Like, she was putting up the roadblocks from Android and had, like, a helicopter following. It was really...
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was really fucking cool. So, like, she was doing all this stuff.
Playing the bad guy.
She was playing the bad guy from, like, the phone. And the guy on the actual game was, like, racing with all these obstacles being thrown at him. And he didn't make it in this particular demo. But, you know, it looked like a lot of fun, man. It looks like the connectivity you're going to have between your phone or whatever is going to be pretty good.
You know what? That's one game. Like, I don't care if some games look like another. Like, when you said Rise, that every single thing reminds you of something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know... When I saw Watch Dogs, and I don't care if it looks like modern-day Assassin's Creed mixed with other elements of other games, this game looks awesome. And I love how everything, the more I hear about it, the more excited I get. And that's really cool. That's really, yeah. Really, really cool.
Oh, I agree. And, like, you know what? It's funny because I've seen the first preview back at PAX East and obviously, you know, at E3. And I was like, okay, this looks pretty cool. But I wasn't really sold on it. And I think it's getting to the point where everything else I see about it now is, like, getting me more and more hyped up for it. Like, it just looks like it's going to be a really, really good game with a crazy level of interactivity from other players, your friends, people from the outside. Because that's kind of the whole premise of the game is, like, you're tapped into the grid and, like, people are watching you and stuff. And, like, people are actually going to be, you know, be watching you, and it just was fucking awesome. So
what else grabbed your eye there, Steve?
Well, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, man. I know I've talked good things about it before, but we got to you know, do a playable demo, play through it a bit.
And?
Oh, it just looks fucking awesome, dude. It, you know, I'm not even a huge Assassin's Creed fan. I never have been, but this to me looks like is going to be, to date, probably the best pirate game ever released. I mean, the way you can, like, drive your ship and board other ships and, you know, you get, like, a crew with you, like the underwater diving. I mean, pretty much every aspect of the game looked like it was really well done. The graphics were fucking amazing, and it was awesome.
I wonder, like, I'm trying to think of, like, pirate games. Maybe, like, Lego... Pirate of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to wonder, like, what else they could compete against.
Well, I don't know. I don't think there is much that would ever have done it on a level quite like this. I mean, this is certainly going to be the biggest big-budget pirate game ever made, but it just, you know, it looks like it's going to pay off in dividends. I mean, the game looks great.
And, as a person that enjoys pirate boating, mm-hmm. you know, or pirate adult themed parties.
Yes.
Do you think that would be an added bonus to that person?
What do you mean? Like, as a fan of pirates, is this a? Yeah, man. Definitely, man. Hey, look, you know me. I am a big pirate fan. I definitely. I'm no stranger to dressing up like a pirate and, you know, getting.
Some booty,
some adult beverages, and some booty. Yeah.
Where'd you mark that spot at, Steve?
You know.
Would you put that X at Steve?
I marked that spot, man. I marked the spot. But yeah, no, it's just it looks like a really fun game. And one of the cool things about this is we were talking to the game director, and you know, I was asking him about a couple things, like, you know, obviously one of the biggest questions we had for everyone at PAX was, like, you know, what challenges are at anything with the PS4. And I mean, basically just everyone has nothing but, for the most part, good things to say. I mean, the game looks way better, faster, can push polygons better, more detail. One of the things he said that kind of surprised me was, he was like, the Vita support is on the PS4 is like amazing. He said, like, he didn't really know what they were going to get with it, but like stuff just kind of works. Like he was really, really impressed with how well the Vita support is. So I do think a lot of that cloud gaming and stuff, like, as you were saying, Gaikai or just even the remote gaming on the PS4, on the Vita, is apparently really, really good and just, like, seamless. And,
I wonder if they're going to have anything like that for the Watch Dogs. And, you know, just going back one step, if they'll have anything where you could have one person, you know, on the side with the Vita, mm-hmm. fucking with the other person, you know, on the PS4. Well, that remains to be announced or seen, but they're both Ubisoft. Mm-hmm. So,
no, it would be cool. Looks like they're doing some pretty pretty cool stuff. So, yeah, that game was great. Vita, we saw some Batman Origins. Batman Origins looked phenomenal. Batman on the Vita was a lot of fun. You know, played that demo.
Some of the gameplay of the Vita one. I mean, like, the one that looks the one that's going to come out on traditional consoles. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like, you know, all the other Batmans, which is definitely a good thing, especially if it's not made by the same studio. Mm-hmm. But the one that's coming out on the Vita, though, it looks pretty, you know, two-dimensional. It's pretty linear. The game is pretty as shit, and the fighting mechanics are pretty on par from what you expect from Arkham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the graphics were phenomenal. Like you said, it's pretty linear because it is 2D, but, you know, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you know, you're playing on a handheld. I think with Batman, you want a good story, and you want the fighting to be good. So, yeah, it's not going to be open world like Arkham City where you can, like, grapple onto anything, but, you know, it still was pretty well done. I mean, there's a lot of grappling. There was a lot of, there's a lot of good fighting. So it was cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at another, like, Blackgate, just that more origin stuff. You know, I just, you know, how could you not like the Arkham series? I mean, how could you not like it? They do such a good job with those games.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. You know what? You can't not like it.
Anything that you were kind of, outside of Rise, anything else that you were
kind of
disappointed you? Or didn't really give a good taste?
Well, you know, we went by and checked out the Adventure Time game. And, you know, Adventure Time is a great show with a big following, but the game just was not doing it for me, you know. And I know, you know, the show is a fun show, but the game was kind of like what's the word I'm looking for? It was like a gauntlet, only not done. It was a throwback to like 8 or 16-bit or whatever, so, you know, it was like that overhead gauntlet E game. But yeah. I don't know, it just didn't seem very challenging. It didn't seem, you know, there wasn't many enemies. It didn't seem that great. But, you know, that's not to say that they can't fix it up and within a little bit of time.
I want to just throw this out there. This is not PAX related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is really PAX related because they weren't there. I've been watching our friend, D, on D Ape Escape on Twitch.
Yeah, play Hammerfall, fucking game.
Hammerwatch is so much fun.
Yeah.
If you want to like laugh at something really, really good, just go to YouTube and just go to Hammerwatch, D Ape Escape, and the stuff on there is hilarious. But you talk about like an old like Gauntlet game, you know, you can get on Steam for not so much. Yeah.
Hammerfall.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
And that looks like it's done really well and just a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's I don't know. I would say definitely go to a New Gamer Nation. Check out all the interviews we got there for any games you're looking forward to seeing. I mean, we have Dying Light. We had Forza Motorsport 5. You know, Rise, obviously. Recoil looked like a lot of fun. Blacklight Retribution. So really, there's just a lot of stuff. Actually, one of the funner games I played was a game, just a little, you know, indie game that's going to be on PlayStation Network real soon, called Secret Ponchos. And it was basically it's like a shooting game, a shooter up, but it's overhead view, and it's like a Western. It's you know, I'm not sure exactly what the teams were, like 2v2 in the what we were playing, but I'm sure you could do 1v1 or maybe more than that. And what you're doing is you're like running around as this you know, whichever character you choose in this overhead, but you're like shooting shotgun or, you know, everyone has two weapons. I don't know. It was really fun. Check it out. Secret Ponchos.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that on the website. It was interesting. The art seemed pretty good.
The art's good. It was a real fun game. You know, it's going to be a cheapie out there. So, you know, one of those games. Actually, they said it was going to be free if you're a PlayStation Plus member. So, you know, to all you PlayStation Plus peeps.
That's why PS Plus is like the best membership. Mm-hmm. The world of gaming. Any other tidbits you want to touch on there? My totally tactile another T word?
No, not really. I mean, just like I said, check out all the interviews we have on the website. We have some really good coverage, some good interviews, and you know, we had a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to doing it again. Real busy, but we wouldn't have it any other way. You know, we go there to give you guys good coverage. We go there to get you some interviews and to you know, see what's going on. So,
plus you get a laugh every once in a while too.
Oh yeah, and we have a lot of fun.
Oh yo, when you're in Seattle, did you get the first Starbucks coffee?
I did not go to Starbucks. I was definitely I went to a few Starbucks, but I didn't get to go to the first Starbucks. You know, I kind of wanted to go check it out and see if the Starbucks was better in Seattle. Because, you know, when you go to like a Dunkin' Donuts in Boston, like the donuts are a little fresher. You know, the bagels are a little better.
Yeah.
You know, they just take a little more pride in their stuff. But the Seattle Starbucks, I couldn't really tell the difference.
We went to E3 a bunch of years ago with the old guys. And we were in L.A. and it was just Ken and myself. I felt compelled to go to Roscoe's because I've heard so much about Roscoe's.
Yes.
And so I that's one thing I had to do.
Right.
Was there anything that you felt you had to do, you know, over in Seattle while you were there?
Yeah, I think there was a bunch of things. I mean, I definitely wanted to check out the first Starbucks. There was a
But what did you do that you were able to do?
Top anything? Hot soda. No, we didn't get to do, you know, didn't get to do that.
I know you guys were super busy, so.
Yeah, we were super busy. I mean, we got to check out the Crocodile, which was really cool. I mean, we went to a couple, you know, after parties and. Yeah, got to check out the Crocodile, which was an awesome place. I mean, I think Seattle's a place I would love to go spend, you know, 4 more days there and just see everything I could and, you know, try to check out some of the local scene, you know, a little local music, little local bars, but you know, doing what we were doing. You know, you're busy all day and then you go out for night for a little bit, but you know, you can't be jumping around too much because you're tired and you got to get back early in the morning. So
that's understandable.
But yeah, no, we still had good times. I mean, yeah, the Crocodile was real cool. We went to
the Crocodile. Was that a knife or a spoon?
What's that?
I'm just kidding. Oh. It's a Simpsons joke. No one's gonna get that. I got it though. I'm laughing.
That's all you need, man. That's all you need. Went to a Rock Bottom down there.
They have a Rock Bottom?
Yeah.
I didn't know Rock Bottom was a franchise.
Yeah, I didn't either, man. But apparently it is.
Same beer?
We went to this tap house down. Yeah, the beer was really good.
Okay.
We went to this tap house down there that had fucking 90 beers on draft. That just seems a little overkill, right?
Damn, I don't know how. How often they clean those things.
That's what I'm saying. You know, shit's got to be nasty. You know, they're gonna buy a beer that like no one's gonna ever drink. So, 90 beers on tap.
That's part of me. It's almost like eating fast food. I know I should be disgusted, but I'd still want to go there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try not to think about how, all the kegs work in the tap and.
Hey, we got the best immune system in the freaking world. They're freaking humans. Hey.
But so that's pretty much the PAX coverage I got. But you know what else we were going to do this podcast?
Well, before I go into that, Steve, any other news items that you saw?
I did want to mention Xbox One release date has been announced.
Okay.
That's going to be November 22nd on a shelf near you. We're looking at literally about
two months.
A little less than 2 months, 1.5 months. So, damn. Fuck yeah. Now, if you live in Brazil, Austria, Australia, Germany, France, Italy, Mexico, New Zealand, Spain, or the UK, I'm sorry. If you live in those, it's going to be on the 22nd. If you don't live in those, you have to wait till 2014.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know, it's just...
Too bad, suckers. No, I'm kidding. That really sucks for you guys.
They're not listening to us. They're all the way over there.
Get the PS4 instead.
Yeah. I did see that the really one thing that got me really excited about the Xbox One, which seems so unfeasible, it's like it corrected my thoughts, or at least whatever, solidified them. The Aluma Room is going to be too expensive to do for the Xbox One. Which did you ever see what the Aluma Room was?
Yeah, I did.
That is such a sexy, like, cool thing, but it's almost like that's not going to be able to work.
Right.
But it's so cool. I would love to have it.
Man, it looked pretty cool. I mean, maybe they'll bring it out for like, 2 Gs or something. Who knows?
For people that are able to drop, a couple $1,000 on a video game system, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But the average consumer that A, has the money, or B, would be willing to spend it, probably not feasible.
Right.
Which is just too bad because it looks so immersive.
I agree.
Well, I interrupted you with factoids. What'd you want to talk about?
Every week we try to do something a little fun and something a little out the box, such as video game news. And this week we are going to attempt to rank our top 3 video game movies and our top 3 worst video game movies. So our top 3 best and our top 3.
You doing like is fantasy football and the whole ranking thing kind of taking over your brain, Steve?
Yeah. And I mean, that's basically where this idea came about. We're all obviously doing our fantasy football drafts. And since I basically already won those leagues, we need to start ranking other things and, getting ready for other things. So.
Shut your mouth. When you go against me, it's a buzzsaw. But I'm sure we could talk about fantasy football if we want, but I don't want to talk about it.
Right. Yeah. Maybe next time. Maybe once I win the season. So what do you want to start with? Do you want to start with the best or the worst?
Why don't we go with the best? Because it's more fun talking about the worst.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just go off the bat, and I don't even think this is disputable, but I do believe the best video game movie is Mortal Kombat.
I totally agree. That movie's so awesome.
The movie was just fucking phenomenally done. And we might actually see the franchise make another appearance on one of these lists. I don't think it'll be on the best, but, whatever. Mortal Kombat was just a phenomenal fucking movie. I think it was in the beginning when they first started trying to tap into the market, they realized video games were big. Mortal Kombat at the time was ginormous. And they're like, we can make this into a video game. And, it wasn't really a joke back then. Video game movies were, a very real thing that Hollywood was trying to dip into. And,
Yeah, they're trying to get, like, any type of title. I mean, one of them is going to be on the other side of the fence. But, Super Mario Brothers, so highly acclaimed that people really wanted to get this title.
Yeah, you had, Dennis Hopper in it and Bob Hopkins.
John Leguizamo. Bob Hoskins.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat, didn't have the big names.
Chris Lambert.
It did have Chris Lambert, yeah. as Raiden. But, the dude that played Shang Tsung, which is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. Liu Kang was really good. I know he's been in a bunch of stuff, but the movie was just really well done. It didn't use much CG. I think it had like real complex sets, and it's funny because of that is one of these movies that even 15 years later, or, you know, however long it's been since it came out, it aged really well. You know, you can watch this movie now, and I think you will enjoy it if you're a fan of Mortal Kombat.
My favorite scene is when Johnny Cage tries to do the nut punch on Goro.
On Goro, yeah. No dice, man, no dice. Well, there was a bunch of cool stuff. I mean, the Scorpion Sub-Zero fight when they're in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, that was just shot so cool because, like, the trees were all, you know, so evenly placed. Just everything about that movie was very good. But yeah, so I think that's going to be number one right there.
Okay, my number two. No, we did talk about this, like, no animation, but after thinking about it, this movie was, I think, Street Fighter II, the movie. Not Street Fighter, Street Fighter II, the movie. Remember that? That came out.
That's the anime one?
That's the anime one, like the old one, like from a long time ago. That was actually a really good video game movie.
That was really good, yeah.
It was just, you know, pretty much the story of Ryu going around and... I mean, and it's a movie about a fighting game like Mortal Kombat, but they do a good job of at least keeping, I guess, a lot of the story intact. They didn't try to go, you know, get it way too much. And I think the voice acting was great. The voice acting was good.
The fight scenes were really good. I mean,
yeah, they were.
It was just it was a really quality movie. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite fight was the Chun-Li versus Vega fight. I love that one.
Oh, man, I loved... Yeah, that was a really good one.
It's like, you bitch! You ruined my face! Oh.
Yeah. I was a big fan of the... It was, what, Ken and Ryu versus Bison. And, like, Bison was just beating the shit out of everybody, man. That was a fucking great...
Yeah, that was. That's what inspired the Street Fighter Alpha fight.
Right.
And that's what, like, one of the modes. You can actually take Ryu and Ken versus Bison. And then that spun into a whole different thing. But, completely. I forgot about how awesome that was. And then, of course, like, how funny Honda was. I mean, that was really good. I think it was really, really good. What do you have for number three? I think this is where the list starts falling off for me because I don't...
Well, this we're going to have to figure out, man. I would probably vote the first Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Because though it didn't necessarily go with the flow of the game per se, it was a good movie in its own right. Like, I don't think it went I was hoping for a little more tie-ins with the game and we didn't necessarily get those. But the movie in and of itself was pretty decent.
I'm not a big fan of the series Resident Evil, but the first one was actually all right. Right. It was actually all right.
Well, what did you think about the Prince of Persia?
No, I didn't. Did you like
nothing?
It? I mean, oh, Jonah had horrible, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's been in some pretty bad. He's been in some pretty bad movies. But
what about is not exactly based on a video game, but Grandma's Boy. I absolutely love Grandma's Boy.
Well, Grandma's Boy was a good movie, but yeah, I wouldn't call that a video game movie.
Oh, come on! The whole time he's designing a game for a video game system. He's got stuff. So you're saying it's got to be based on...
I'm thinking, like, yeah, based on a franchise kind of video game.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in video game movies, though, so that's just...
Well, we got two good ones, so...
True?
Yeah, I don't know, man. We might have to,
Okay, why this... But let's go to the other side real quick.
What about Wreck-It Ralph? Wreck-It Ralph was good.
That was not based on a video game, though.
You're right.
So I would actually put Wreck-It Ralph in there, but it wasn't because I think Grandma's Boy is great, and I think, all right, how about this? Those are like two side movies to go check out.
What about Tron?
You haven't seen, you should have seen them by now.
What about Tron?
Tron?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny enough, I've never seen Tron.
Oh my lord, man! They were both good, obviously. You know, the new one I thought I enjoyed, man. The fucking just the visuals on it were pretty amazing. The soundtrack was really good.
Oh,
you need to do yourself
a
favor and check that out, man.
A best show based on a video game, Super Mario Brothers, for the song alone. Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, everybody, do the Mario.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say Tron.
Oh, the Mega Man cartoon was good. Do you remember that cartoon from back in the day?
What, the Mega Man one? No.
Yeah, they had a Mega Man one. I mean, Mega Man, the voice sounded like complete Mega Man 7, like girl status.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mega Man 8, my bad. Yeah. Sounded just like a little girl. Like, I think, like, Roll was actually more of a man than Mega Man was.
Well, let's go on to the worst. What's the worst?
Hands down, House of Dead. That House of the Dead is, like, the worst I've ever seen. That movie is so bad.
Well, I mean, we could just basically list all of Uwe Boll's movies, and that would make up the worst list. But, okay, House of the Dead was pretty fucking bad.
The only good thing about House of the Dead was, all right, so let's say you want to throw a party, you're going to have Sega throw you a party. I mean, those women got down and got crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that movie was so horrible.
What did you think about Street Fighter, the movie?
When you have a French guy playing America's Badass, it's probably not a good idea. Even though the Bison quotes on that movie should bump it up.
I guess I have a soft spot in my heart for that movie, so I guess I can't put it on the list. Same with Super Mario Brothers. I mean, I know it was terrible movie. What, you?
I would put, like, Street Fighter, the movie, as a movie I would get entertained by. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at the cast, it has a really good, it's a blockbuster cast.
Hey, yeah, fucking Ralph Julia.
Yeah, jinx on that one. I can't think of him all of a sudden.
JCVD.
Yeah, who was in Expendables 2, by the way, and he was so good in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, not Miley Cyrus. I can't think of her fucking name all of a sudden.
Kylie Minogue.
Yes, Kylie Minogue. Thank you.
Which I don't think she's done too much acting, but, man, she looked good in that movie.
Yeah, she's really cute. And also the best actor in that movie, the guy who played Zangief.
No, yeah. Yeah. And Nihana was pretty good, too.
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah, he was pretty good.
And DJ. Oh, the movie's just so good, man. You know what? Like, all right, I'll say it's a terrible movie, but I just have too many fond memories. Like, it's just a bad movie that I would love to watch.
Well, how about that? It didn't make any sense that you would have, all right, so Chun-Li, like, that's the only problem. Like, when you look at Street Fighter 2, the movie, the animated movie, like, all the characters, like, fit within the, I guess, the story of what traditionally Street Fighter is. But when you take Street Fighter the movie, the live action, outside of, like, Bison and Guile,
Zangief was a big, I mean, Zangief, I think, straight pile drive E Honda.
That's
when
true.
They were, right, when they were fighting in the Godzilla city.
Okay, that may... I forgot about that. Oh,
that shit was awesome, man.
That was too good. No, but all right, fine then. Well, my point is that the roster didn't make sense of where it went. So you had Chun-Li was a reporter.
Yeah.
Where you had Balrog and
DJ
and,
was like a computer
Honda
programmer
as like his crew, like her camera crew.
Right.
Yeah. It just, like, that didn't make sense. By the way, I remember, like, the girl from that movie, the girl who played Chun-Li, she was really cute. She was in she was in a couple of TV shows. She was in, like, comedic TV shows.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, though.
All right, so we won't put this movie on the list. And
fine,
if you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Well, how about this? Double Dragon. That movie is shitty.
All right. I love that fucking movie, too, but I'll put it on the list. So what was Bobo basically had like two nut sacks on his shoulder or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god! And who was the bad guy in that movie? Who played the? Oh man, hold on, I gotta.
I'm looking it up right now. Fuck it.
Because it was someone. It was definitely someone famous. It might have been. It might have been Robert Patrick. Yes, it fucking was Robert Patrick. So fucking T-1000 himself was a bad guy in that movie.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was, dude. I fucking knew it, yeah.
What?
Dude, you might have to watch that movie again, because you might have a bad opinion of it. But, on IMDb, it got the 3.4. The movie was fucking terrible. Bobo definitely looked like he had nutsack on his...
Oh, my God. You're looking at Jimmy and Billy Lee?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, Scott Wolf, nothing really impressive. I mean, he just did a lot of the Party of Five shit. Mm-hmm. And then all those, like, a lot of random, like, 90s movies. And then, but Mark Dacascos, like, I think I got that wrong. I mean, he's a legitimate actor.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa Milano, I forgot about that.
Oh, holy shit, yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, if you want to see the Bobo, check out go to YouTube and check out a Bobo cries, and you'll see the you'll see the Bobo from Double Dragon the movie. It's fucking oh my god, it's abysmal. Yeah. That's so bad. It's basically a nut sack. Oh, it looks terrible. Okay, well, so it did have Alyssa Milano and Robert Patrick, but this movie was, yeah, it was pretty bad. I'll give you
that. I think we're going to differ, because like, there's a couple of movies I'd put in the middle that I wouldn't say is necessarily horrible. Like I wouldn't put a lot of the Resident Evil sequels as the worst of all time. Yeah, I don't like them personally, but they're not horrible.
Right.
Like, Doom had redeeming qualities.
Oh, I thought Doom was a very entertaining movie. Yeah.
It had your boy, The Rock.
Pretty much any movie with The Rock is going to be watchable. It might not be a great movie, but you're not going to, like, be extremely upset that you saw it.
Silent Hill wasn't a, I guess.
I mean, it was a horror movie. I mean, it wasn't.
It wasn't great, in my opinion. I didn't really like it. I hated how the very beginning was like, what's going on, little girl? And she looks at him and she's like, Silent Hill! And then it cuts into something different. So cheesy. So horrible. The Lara Croft Tomb Raider movies. They're not great.
They're not great, but they were.
Prince of Persia, not great.
Right. So, okay. So you want my third?
My third one is definitely Super Mario Brothers. So, but that's just me.
Well, I'm gonna have to put Mortal Kombat 2, man. That would be my vote. Dude, Mortal Kombat 2, there was a part where the budget was like so low. The first movie, which didn't use much CG at all, Mortal Kombat 2 decided to expand the cast. You know, bring in Nightwolf, bring in Cyrax, bring in a little bit of everybody. And oh my god, it was just a fucking abysmal catastrophe. I think there was a part where Jax had like styrofoam arms and he like ripped them off or bad
it
fucking
was
movie,
so
dude.
Bad
it
was now that bad one movie. You should have had CG.
Yeah, you needed more. I mean, it should have been a straight up animation movie, man, because it was that bad. But so I'll put that and I'll share that with Super Mario Brothers because we do share. So to go over the full list, we have the top three best video game movies from our opinion here would be Mortal Kombat, number one, Street Fighter II, the animated movie, as number two, and Tron or Resident Evil as a number three.
Okay.
The worst movies, the worst being the worst, is going to be House of Dead. I mean, this was basically Uwe Boll at his fucking finest. A lot of his movies could have made this list. You could actually probably just do a worst video game movie list comprised of every Uwe Boll movie ever directed. But we're not going to do that here. We like a little bit of
diversity.
Yeah. Double Dragon, number two. Fucking check that. If you have not seen this atrocity, you don't even need to love the Double Dragon series. You don't need to know anything about it. Just check out this fucking movie to see how a movie with a decent budget could go so wrong.
And, by the way, before you go into that, Alyssa Milano, most, like, overrated. I mean, she was really cute when we were growing up, but, like,
oh, she's still
people used to stress out about her. Were you one of the guys that, like, oh, my God, she's one of the best all time. Like, she's so pretty.
Yeah, I think she's still very hot, yeah. No doubt. And she was hot in that movie, man. I mean, it's Alyssa Milano, man. She's fucking smoking.
She looks like a prettier version of Winona Ryder, in my opinion.
And I think Winona Ryder is extremely hot.
All right. Well,
I don't know. Whatever floats your boat, you know. But I definitely Winona Ryder and Alyssa Milano, man, are fucking hot, dude. And Winona Ryder is still hot, man. But like fucking in the 90s, oh my god, damn.
I think we just reality different
bites. Oh my. Oh Jesus Christ. If I didn't have to fucking sit through goddamn an hour and a half or two of fucking greasy ass Ethan Hawke to see the. How hot Renan and Ryder was. And I get a lot of shit for this. But,
for what?
Janine Garofalo, fucking hot, too. Back in the 90s, at least. Oh, man. So, Reality Bites had two fucking hot-ass girls.
I could see it in some roles. I can see it. She has, like, this plain hotness to her, but...
Well, she was like... she's like... You know, Ellen Page is, like, a young-ass Janine Garofalo.
You know, like, what? That's a good point.
Yeah. And like, but, if people are thinking Ellen Page is hot, but they're not saying, you know, yeah, Janine Garofalo, man, back in like the early 90s, hot.
She was like, she was funny and she was attractive.
Yeah.
But then eventually it did kind of deteriorate. I mean, can we agree on that, on Janine Garofalo?
No, I still think she's hot, man. Look at her in 24. Now she's crazy. I think that's the difference. Like, she used to just be funny. Now she's like real political and blah, blah, blah. She's, I don't know. She's a bit crazy, but she's still hot, man. I would, yeah, Janine Garofalo, man.
Janine Turner, hello. Who are you?
But, number three, Mortal Kombat 2 and Super Mario Brothers as a tie for the worst movies. And I believe you had you wanted to go into one more, broach one more topic here, huh?
I'm looking at Garofalo. I'm too busy.
Yeah, if we were going to make a video game into a movie, which would it be? And
yeah,
actually,
that's cute. Yeah, I mean, I could totally see what you're talking about. She got blonde hair in this picture.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, she actually is prettier than I kind of remember. I just remember her from other stuff, and she's got like a, all right.
Yeah.
I can go with you on this.
She's hot. I think right. so. But you know all what? Right, a lot of people give me shit for that. I don't care, though. I don't care what.
Well, do you deserve it, Steve?
Do I deserve what?
The shit that you're given?
Maybe. Who knows?
All right, so I wanted to talk about one other thing, just like a bonus. If you had the opportunity to make your own movie, mm-hmm. from a video game, like what would be a good like movie to start off with? And I'll get the list. I'll get the bowl, not the list, but I'll get mine. I did see that they might make a Metal Gear Solid, but I've always thought that Metal Gear Solid would be a fantastic movie if it was
done
right.
Man, you bastard, you stole my idea, man. If we could throw Kurt Russell in the Wayback Machine.
Fuck yes! Kurt Russell would be perfect.
Kurt Russell from like Escape from LA or you know, Escape from New York. Oh my god, he would be the perfect Snake. Yeah,
look at that surliness, like get the fuck off. Like I thought he'd be a great Wolverine if there was ever like if we went back in time.
Oh, he would have been, yeah. Yeah,
and we can get someone to play the perfect Wolverine as Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I mean actually he would have been the perfect. Like he would have been better than Hugh Jackman, but you know,
oh yeah, and Hugh Jackman's actually all right. I think actually I loved him in the. I'm not really big on the X-Men movies, but mm-hmm. the Origins, X-Men Origins, the one where not the Wolverine one, but the one they restarted. The school, fuck, I can't remember what it's called, like X-Men University. It's off the top of my head, I can't remember. But when they're trying to recruit all the people to join the X-Men, and they got to that bar,
yeah,
and there was like Wolverine sitting there.
That was pretty funny. That was good.
Like, go fuck yourself. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Nah, he's done a good job. But yeah, okay, so you're right, Metal Gear movie, and actually, I think they're making a bunch now. You know, there's rumored Dead Space movie that would be really fucking good.
Yeah, that would be really good if done right.
Right,
it'd be like Aliens.
I think a Mass Effect movie could be really cool if done right, man. I mean, if you had the right, you know, that'd be a really ambitious movie to make. I mean, there's so many ways they could fuck it up.
Because all the fans would put in all their different idea of what the ending should be like. Ba-doom, boom, ba-doom, boom.
But that would be a cool movie. That'd be a movie I'd go see. I don't know, a Halo movie, man. I would actually enjoy a Halo movie. So. I don't know. There's a lot of there's a lot of choices, but if I only had to pick one, I'd go with you and pick the Metal Gear Solid. I mean, I think just the game writes itself to be a movie. I mean, basically with all the cinema scenes, the way it's done, if you could get the first Metal Gear and put that in a movie, that would be really really cool.
I agree. I totally agree with you on that one. Wouldn't it be hilarious to go back in time? And just get Macaulay Culkin to play in, like, a Mega Man movie?
Yeah, but, you know, there's just no... The story's not there. I mean, like, a Mega Man movie would never be a...
I'm thinking who would... there'd be no plot. It'd be really stupid. It'd probably look like that movie with... shit, I can't remember his name all of a sudden. That little robot android movie with Haley Joel Osment. But I think it'd be funny just to see... Home Alone inside of a blue bomber suit. That cracks me up. I don't know. I can't think of. There's probably other movies that's probably worth putting like making one. Like it'd be fucking ridiculous to have a Grand Theft Auto movie. I'm not sure how you would even fucking do that, but that's just is what it is. There, Steve-O.
Mm-hmm. No, it'd be cool, man. It'd be cool.
And I tell you what, I'm excited about watching some video game inspired television tomorrow. And the NFL kicks off from all my Madden playing.
Oh yeah,
so that's gonna be great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all on my side.
That's yeah, and that's all we got for this this week, man. So as always, check us out at newgamernation.com. Again, a lot of good PAX Prime coverage. Check us out at Twitter, New Gamer Nation, Facebook, New Gamer Nation, and YouTube, New Gamer Nation. This is your boy dropping loot, aka Sir Brucius, aka Steve.
It's your boy
Juggernaut, aka.
It's your boy Supersize Me.
Oh yeah, there you
Supersize
go.
Supersize these nuts.
So you all take it easy. Peace.
Peace.